Hello?
Hello, Angela.
Yes?
Yeah, how's it going? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
I just got off the phone with Tom. He told me to give you a call. I work with quite a few other clients to provide financing and for equipment and working capital, things of that nature. So he was giving me a little bit of an idea of what's what you guys are up against and what you're looking for and everything. So I thought I'd just give you a call and just ask myself and
okay.
Get a better idea. He did mention that you're headed to the office, so if you need me to call you back later, I can definitely do that. Otherwise, if you have a few moments, I could...
Nope, I can talk with you now.
Okay, good deal. So as far as the business goes, it sounds like it's about... You guys, how long have you been established for, I guess, originally from the inception date, whenever you first started it?
Oh, my gosh. Honey, what year did we start Duval Trucking?
The year that we actually started it?
Yeah, the year that the business was registered.
2004?
No, the year we registered the business.
1994,
we registered the business.
Okay. And was that as a corporation or a sole proprietorship?
No, sole proprietor under Leonard's name.
Sole prop, okay. All right. And did you ever become a corporation or LLC or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So it's always,
it's
been,
always been under Leonard's name, and I have the federal ID number under Leonard's name.
Okay, good deal. So what I'm trying to do, obviously, is to alleviate you guys being... given startup interest rates. Obviously, you're familiar with those. They're pretty high. So if
okay.
I can use that, you've got the federal tax ID. Leonard's been working as a 1099 employee, it sounds like, but they provided the vehicle?
Yeah, he's been working as a... he's been working as a... as an... not a 1099 employee, as an actual employee.
Okay.
Where he got a W-2.
W-2, okay. That's not a problem, because they might... want to look at, even if it's personal business bank statements, it's fine, it'll be underneath his name, so it'll show deposits.
No, it's a business bank statement. It's under Duval Trucking.
Okay, and Duval Trucking is the company that he works for now?
No, Duval Trucking is our business name.
Okay, Duval Trucking. Okay, and I'm just kind of taking
notes. That's the business name that's, yep, that's Duval
that's
Trucking.
The DBA, then.
Yes, that's our DBA.
Okay, and is that D-V-A-L-L?
1L, 1L, D-U-V-A-L.
D-U-V-A-L, okay. You guys are in upstate New York, right?
Yes, very upstate.
Gotcha. Does New York require you to have a register with an assumed name or anything like that?
The business is registered with the courthouse, and I have the certificate.
Okay, and do you know what the date is on that by any chance?
Is that
1994?
Yeah, the date of that is in 1994.
Is it? Okay. I know in certain states like Texas, for example, they don't require a business license, and it sounds like New York might be the same, but you are required to file an assumed name, for example, if you're working as a sole proprietorship.
Yes.
But they only go back 10 years, and you have to get it done again. So.
They've never told me I had to redo it again here.
So, yeah, it may just be state-specific, and I just work with a lot of trucking companies in Texas, but I do all 50 states as well. So, you know, it sounds like there's enough here to be able to do it with Duval Trucking, and if you have that, I can also look it up myself, but if you have it available, then, yeah, it sounds good. I mean, you've got, as far as the money down, you probably won't have to put any skin in the game other than the first month's payment and last month's payment.
No way, I want to put down a down payment.
Okay, you can do that if you'd like. It's completely up to you. We
plan on putting down 10 grand to begin with, and Tom said we might have to go up as high as the 20% of 16,000, which I can force 16, but I definitely want to put at least 10,000.
Okay, well, just so you're aware, with our programs, one of the reasons we're able to get this done a lot of times is we'll require first month's payment, last month's payments up front. They obviously go towards the loan, so, I mean, you're not going to have to make your first month's payment or last month's payment, but that's something you need to think about, too. So if you're looking at financing $70,000, I obviously don't know what your payment is now, but it'll probably be at least $3,000 or so. I mean, if your payment's $1,500, just, you know, highballing it there. Then just to give you an idea, just so you're aware of that, so it's not a surprise. If you want to put the rest down, that's not a problem at all. You know, it's up to you. You won't be paying interest on that money, obviously, if you put it down, if that's how you're looking at it. Otherwise, if you don't have to, is what I'm saying. You probably won't have to put anything down.
Okay. What are you looking at for an interest rate?
You know, that's a tough one. It should be good. The average credit score right now is looks like it's a 687. It used to be around a 693. So you guys are above average on credit. You know, if you have an 800, 850 is the very best score. Obviously, anything above like a 770 or so is considered perfect. So you guys have good credit. It's not bad by any means. It's above average, so you should qualify for the majority of the premier programs out there. As far as rate goes, I'm going to say, hopefully it's lower than this, but I'd say anywhere from 5 to maybe 8%. You know, in that ballpark there?
Okay. I know our credit score was 7. Leonard's was 734. It's what his credit score was at the beginning of the month. So right around, it was 734 last time I pulled it.
Okay. And scores range depending on what kind of company pulls it, just so you're aware. So
yeah, Experian.
Okay, we'll use Experian as well. But even though we're using Experian, we were pulling it for looking for certain things. We're a commercial bank. So for example, if this was a home loan, they'd be looking for different types of consumer credit. We look more for comparable debt, things of that nature. So the score is a factor, but it's not a huge factor. It's not one of the main things they look at. But I'm not going to. You know, and as far as rumors, as far as getting your credit pulled, it will initially affect it, but it's only a point from what I've heard. It's not anything drastic, and as long as it's in the same sort of industry, then it won't negatively affect your credit either. This is what I've been told. I don't know. I think
no, it can bring it down 5 points if you have it pulled various times.
Okay,
like numerous times.
You might know more than I do, but we don't plan on pulling your credit multiple times or anything. He mentioned that you guys wanted to hold off until you had a better idea. And of course,
yeah.
I want to make sure I get you everything that I promise, but
yeah.
But I think it's definitely feasible, and it sounds like we can use Duval Trucking. You have proof of the name. It's a sole proprietorship. That's fine. We can use that. Does he go over state lines at all?
Yes. He okay. goes all over the country.
And this is a... This is a sleeper on it, I take it, the truck?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a sleeper on it.
This would be the only vehicle you guys have. Okay. I think it's worth looking into it. I'm not going to pull the credit until I talk to it with an underwriter first and just get a better idea. Because I know in some cases we might be limited to over-the-road trucking to $50,000. So,
okay.
So I want to make sure that we can get you what we've told you there. But,
okay.
But no, I'd be the guy to work with. We get creative, and I work a lot with Tom and Boyd and everybody over there. So if you want to give Tom the go ahead and send everything over, and if you want to email me 3 months of business bank statements or 3 months of the bank statements, just the first page is all I really need, actually. I can shoot an email over to you now, and that way you'll have all my contact information also.
Okay. Do you have my email? Did Tom provide it for you? Or
no, he hasn't yet. He just gave me your number, and I said I'd give you a call real quick. So.
Okay, it's Duvals, D-U-V-A-L-S, at localnet.com.
Localnet.com, okay. And
you just need the front page of 3 bank statements?
Yep, first page of 3 months of business bank statements, and if you want to throw in the filing with the assumed name or... In some states, it's assumed name. It might be L.A. or something like that, but you know what I'm talking about. The filing with the
courthouse.
Yeah, I know
what you mean, where we filed for the business. Yep.
Right, and that says Duval Trucking then?
Yeah, it says Duval Trucking.
Okay, perfect. Throw that in there, and I will get the application from Tom. And then, like I said, before I pull credit or anything, I'm going to let them know that his score was a 730 towards the first of the month through Experian.
Yep.
And run through the scenario and come back with you with some options, hopefully. I won't know rate, obviously, until we get the approval, but I don't think rate's going to be an issue. Like I said, you guys have above-average credit, so it should be a good solid rate for you guys.
Okay. All right, and once you shoot that email over to me, I'll have an email to send this stuff back to you.
All right, sounds good, Angela. I'll speak with you guys soon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.